think that it's rare to see a Chinese person flat out denying what their parents suggest they do. It seems that they are far more likely to take what their parents say into consideration than to not listen to it.
6. In China, do young people ever give advice to older people, for example, their parents?
I think, yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with giving advice. You can make your opinions known, then whoever you are talking to can choose whether or not to listen to it. Giving advice does nothing more than try to give the person who is making a decision a little bit more information than they had before. This is especially so in the case of parents and children, because so many of parents' decisions affect kids' lives. So the kids should have a say in the decision-making process.
7. Which has more influence on young people? Advice from their parents or their friends?
This is a tough but good question. I think that when kids are really young, like under 12, they rely on their parents more than their friends. When they become teenagers, though, I think they listen to a much larger percentage of their friends' advice. Kids at this age are really concerned with being cool and being accepted, and their parents aren't that big of a help to them. Their friends know what is cool and what's not. As they get older, though, I think that people rely on their friends and family pretty equally. By this time, I think most people realize the value in everyone's opinions, so they consider what everybody says.
8. Have you ever received advice from an expert or professional other than your parents?
Yeah, I guess I have, if you consider teachers professional people. Many a time I have asked teachers for advice. For example, when I was thinking about moving to China, I asked my Asian humanities professor what he thought about the idea. He thought it would be a great move, and I took what he said into consideration. Other than teachers, though, no, I haven't really had the need to ask experts or professionals for advice. I haven't made any big enough decisions that would require anyone outside of my friends and family.
9. In China, is there anywhere where members of the public can get advice?
Yeah, there are places to go for advice. One I absolutely know of is the internet. Any time I have to make a decision, I look online for different websites that have reviews or suggestions about different things. The internet is a hugely valuable resource for things like this. Other than that, though, I can't really think of anywhere people can go for advice.
Describe some advice you received from a friend or family member which was useful to you. You should say what the situation was, who gave you the advice, what the advice was, and explain how useful you think the advice was. 1. Have your parents given you much advice? 2. What kind of advice do parents give their children? 3. What kind of advice do friends give each other? 4. Do you think young people should follow their parents' advice? 5. In China, do children ever strongly oppose the advice of their parents? 6. In China, do young people ever give advice to older people, for example, their parents? 7. Which has more influence on young people? Advice from their parents or their friends? 8. Have you ever received advice from an expert or professional other than your parents? 9. In China, is there anywhere where members of the public can get advice? Topic 30. Advice. Cue card. Describe some advice you received from a friend or family member which was useful to you. You should say what the situation was, who gave you the advice, what the advice was, and explain how useful you think the advice was.
The best piece of advice I ever got came from my dad. It happened in my junior year of college. At that time, I was just starting to think about what I wanted to do with my life. My dad helped me a huge amount. Rather than just tell me what he thought I should do, though, he told me a story about his own life. Immediately after he got out of college, he took a job in Florida selling real estate. He ended up doing that for something like 7 years. During the entire time he was doing it, he was pretty unhappy. Sure, he had a pretty happy home life and a good family, but his job wasn't rewarding. He took it in order to make money, not to be happy. Eventually, he found something that interested him. We moved to Ohio so he could start a brewery with one of his friends from college. The job was much more interesting. He didn't come home at the end of the day relieved to be done with work. He actually enjoyed what he did. This story taught me an extremely valuable lesson. I shouldn't just jump into a job because it paid well. I should take time to find a job that I'd actually like. Money shouldn't be the number one concern. It was due to this advice that I moved here, to China.
Part 3. Advice giving. 1. Have your parents given you much advice?
Yes, my parents have given me tons of advice. They always do it in a way, though, where they aren't just telling me what to do. Instead, they give me some of their wisdom and let me do with it what I want. This way, I can make more informed decisions about important stuff.
2. What kind of advice do parents give their children?
I found that it really varies what kind of advice parents give. Many of my friends' parents are really overbearing. They try to force themselves into every decision their kids make, be it important, like moving, or unimportant, like buying a bike. Other parents are really hands-off. They let their kids make all their own decisions. This way, kids can learn from their own mistakes. I think each way has its advantages and disadvantages.
3. What kind of advice do friends give each other?
Friends seem to give each other advice about things that they have experienced before on their own. For instance, I've lived in China, so I can help my friends decide whether it'd be a smart move for them. These situations are useful because friends are often of the same age, so they can offer a viewpoint from someone who's going through the same kinds of situations. Most of the time, though, friends' advice tends to be about small things, like what clothes to wear or what stuff to buy. These situations aren't really advice, but more suggestions or what they think.
4. Do you think young people should follow their parents' advice?
No, I don't think young people should follow all of their parents' advice. I think they should listen to what their parents have to say and use that information to come up with their own decisions. Parents are there to help kids out when they need it, but not to instruct their kids how to live their lives. If you rely on your parents too much, you might eventually end up in a situation where they are not around to help you, and you have to make a decision about something you've never thought about on your own before.
5. In China, do children ever strongly oppose the advice of their parents?
I'm not too sure, but in my limited experience, it seems that Chinese people really rely on their parents. Therefore,